Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
I've never had to lift a car or throw a boulder very far. I've never bent a coin in half, although to do so for a laugh would be an entertaining feat, a stunt that I'd consider neat. So I'll be paying close attention to the men who'll soon get mention in this story here for you of strongmen and the things they do. Courtesy of Only a Game's John Caleb.
If you want to rub elbows with a bunch of guys who, for the most part, are still pumping iron into their 70s and 80s, well, this is the place to do it. In a hotel room, muscle-bound men and their admirers are watching a strong man drive a large nail through a frying pan and wooden board using just his hand wrapped in a piece of cloth. 80-year-old Tommy Kono stands next to a giant photo of himself at the age of 28. He has thighs like tree trunks in the picture. Kono was an underweight, frail Japanese-American kid when he discovered weightlifting at an internment camp during World War II.
I got into weight training to improve my health. And one thing led to another, and I ended up being a weightlifter.
Kono set world records in four different weight classes, winning two gold medals at the Olympics in the 1950s. He still lifts weights today.
You know, I used to say I'm on a maintenance mode. I'm on a survival mode now. People expect me to be in shape, you know, so I can't disappoint them.
The story about sickly kids turning to weightlifting is one you hear over and over again in the world of strongmen. Dave Prowse suffered from an arthritic knee as a child, but after a year in the hospital, he got out and started lifting weights.
It took me 9 years to get from being registered as a crippled child to being invited to enter the Mr. Universe contest. And then I was told by the judges that I would never win the competition, you know. And I said, well, why not? And they said, well, you've got ugly feet. And I thought, well, I can't do anything about my feet. I kind of train the rest of my body. But I was getting quite strong at the time, so I changed over to competitive weightlifting. And within a year, I became the British heavyweight weightlifting champion.
That was in the early 1960s. Prowse, who is 6'7", went on to a successful acting career. He wore the Darth Vader suit in the first three Star Wars movies, though he didn't handle the speaking part. Prowse is an imposing figure, even without his Dark Lord getup. Many of the colorful characters at these gatherings also come from the world of entertainment. Artie Drexler is with the Association of Old-Time Barbell and Strongmen.
Many of the guys who are around today are upholding a tradition which is more vaudevillian in nature, where there would always be a strongman at the vaudeville show or a strongman at the circus. They do an incredible variety of things. We have a guy who bends a frying pan and rolls it up, and we have people who break chains, and everyone has their own little specialty that they're prominent at.
Like changing a car tire without tools. That's what Joseph Greenstein did. He was known as the Mighty Atom. Greenstein was just 5'4" and weighed a mere 140 pounds, but is revered by these old-time strongmen. He died in 1977. His son Mike Greenstein, who is 90 years old, still attends these gatherings.
He would put a chain in his mouth and just chew it in half. To me, that was the greatest thing he ever did.
One of the old-timers at the gathering who the Mighty Atom inspired is Lawrence Farman, a strongman known as Slim the Hammerman because he does his act with a pair of chrome sledgehammers. Sledgehammers, it turns out, were a big part of his day job.
I cut stone for 50 years. I broke 10 tons of stone an hour, boulders, and I did it for 10 and 12 hours a day.
Farman met the Mighty Atom when he was 8 years old and watched the legendary strongman's act at a farmer's market in Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania. Many years later, the Mighty Atom laid down a challenge to Farman, who had grown to 6'6" and was strong as an ox.
He said, "How is it only I, an old man among you, am the only one that can bend this spike?" And he said, "Can you bend this spike?" I said, "If you can, then I damn sure can." And he said, "Come to me." And I get up here in front of all these people. And I took that thing and boom, throws it right up like that there. And he said he'd never seen nothing like it in his life.
Such bravado is common in the strongman scene. a New Jersey strongman who uses the stage name Stainless Steel, reportedly has had trucks weighing more than 10,000 pounds driven onto him. But the 270-pound vegetarian considers his greatest feat to be one involving a 25-cent piece.
Definitely the most difficult thing in my whole life that I've ever done was bend a quarter. And I don't believe until I see it, man to man, anyone else that could ever do it in the whole entire world.
The man who is said to be pound for pound the strongest man in the world is Dennis Rogers, who weighs less than 170 pounds. The 54-year-old strongman is an ordained Christian minister with a shaved head and an earring. He does 200 shows a year at everything from corporate retreats to rock concerts. Rogers has won the U.S. and World Arm Wrestling Championships, and his feats include breaking official police handcuffs and tearing thick phone books vertically. Rogers has stopped two Air Force fighter planes from taking off and four Harley-Davidsons from moving.
I believe that I'm blessed with strength. I believe I have a gift just like someone who is a great singer, or you might remember somebody when you're in first grade or something, you look over and see some kid drawing this fantastic picture. And I remember doing that, and I remember saying, "Who taught you how to do that?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know," like that, you know. And that's the way my strength was. I believe that it was there all along. I just hadn't tapped into it because of my mind, because I believed I was weak.
Roger says his act is so draining that he only works out with weights 20 times a year. He's likely to have even less time to work out in the months ahead. Rogers recently signed a deal to do a reality TV series. When I left the hotel where the strongman gathering was held, he was hanging out in the lobby at 2 in the morning with guys who were bending all sorts of steel objects. For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish in Newark, New Jersey.
John Kalish's story of the aging strong men at the gathering he recently attended will be featured on this week's program. We'll also be examining the prospects of the NFL teams involved in playoff games this weekend, with particular attention to the aggregation one analyst has dubbed the worst team ever to crash the league's postseason party. On the eve of the national championship game, we'll be talking college football as well, more specifically Oregon Ducks football. And I spoke with Christine Lilly this week in the wake of her retirement announcement. I'll be offering an appreciation for her unprecedented soccer career. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.